This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our religious news report. The Israeli Defense Forces intensified ground and air operations in Gaza City, striking hundreds of targets, eliminating terrorists, and dismantling Hamas infrastructure across multiple fronts. And the Trump administration is moving ahead with a massive arms package for Israel, requesting congressional approval to sell nearly $6 billion in U.S.-made weapons, despite international outcry over Israel's whining war in Gaza and a controversial strike on Hamas leaders in Qatar. The United States vetoed the United Nations Security Council resolution demanding an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, calling it unacceptable because it failed to condemn Hamas and recognize Israel's right to defend itself. The United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia simultaneously announced their recognition of a Palestinian state, a coordinated diplomatic move aimed at reviving hopes for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The decision comes despite strong objections from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who warned it would reward terror with an enormous price. And Erica Kirk, the widow of slain born-again Christian conservative activist Charlie Kirk, has been unanimously chosen as the new chief executive officer and chair of the board of Turning Point USA, the influential group her husband founded to rally young Americans behind conservative Christian causes. Following the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk on September 10th, churches across America reported surging attendance, with congregations overflowing just days after his death. And a chilling new documentary has highlighted the growing crisis for Christians in Nigeria, where investigators say more than 3 million believers face persecution from Islamic militants and other extremist groups. And surveys show shy of one-third of Americans trust the news media, a staggering decline from half a century ago, when more than 70% of U.S. adults believed reporters to be fair and honest. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics delivered a body blow to the corporate media industrial complex's narrative of a robust buying economy. In its preliminary benchmark, revised, the industry slashed its estimate of non-farm employment growth for March 2024. The United Nations Security Council is facing sharp criticism after scheduling a meeting on the Gaza War, directly overlapping with the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah. And U.S. President Donald J. Trump took on the role of counselor-in-chief as he honored slain Christian conservative activist Charlie Kirk before tens of thousands gathered at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. A large mass protest dubbed the Trillion Peso March was underway in the Philippine capital of Manila amid mounting anger over alleged government corruption involving billions of pesos in flood control projects. And police in Pakistan have launched an investigation into a brutal and cowardly assassination attempt on a prominent Pentecostal pastor and Islamabad, the capital, at a time of rising persecution of Christians in the Muslim-majority nation, sources told Worthy News. Athletes behind a growing spiritual movement on the University of Pittsburgh campus say the presence of God was tangible during a recent first-of-its-kind evangelistic event last week. The enemy of your soul longs to keep you chained to sins you've already confessed, trapping you in the past. But the Lord calls you to a greater truth. If you have truly sought His forgiveness, it is finished. Those sins are gone. U.S. President Donald Trump used his first United Nations General Assembly speech in 6 years to sharply denounce European governments that have recognized a Palestinian state, warning the move rewards Hamas terrorism and undermines peace. The Israeli Defense Forces have completed the encirclement of Gaza City, military officials said, marking a significant milestone in the ground offensive. Sudan's roughly 2 million Christians are among the hottest hit in the country's devastating civil war, with some believers forced to eat animal feed and even grass to survive, according to the Christian rights investigators. While Britain and America were engrossed in the pageantry and diplomacy of a U.S. presidential visit last week, another event pretty much went unnoticed in most Western capitals, and it could have a profound impact on geopolitics. Islamic NATO in the making, while Saudi-Pakistan defense deal could be game-changing. At least 2 people are dead, including the gunman, and several others injured after shooting at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility in Dallas. And Sudan's roughly 2 million Christians are among the hottest hit in the country's devastating civil war, with some believers forced to eat animal food and even grass to survive, according to Christian rights investigators. A tense calm returned to the streets of the Dutch town of Hoofddorp near Amsterdam after riot police struggled to restore order when an anti-Islam activist burnt a copy of the Quran, deemed a holy book by Muslims, outside an asylum seeker's center. Churches in several parts of the Philippines opened their doors for residents in anticipation of more misery after tropical storm Ragasa killed at least 25 people in several Asian nations, officials said. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu authorized a wide-scale strike on Houthi targets in Yemen while en route to New York aboard the Wing of Zion aircraft, his office confirmed. And the U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than expected in the second quarter, fueled by stronger consumer spending and a steep drop in imports, according to the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic analysis. And a Chinese court in Inner Mongolia has upheld prison sentences against 10 Christians convicted of illegally distributing Bibles, a case highlighting Beijing's ongoing crackdown on registered houses, churches. And a Catholic priest has been shot and killed in southeastern Nigeria amid ongoing violence against clergy in the country, church officials say. And the United Nations Security Council rejected a resolution put forth by Russia and China that would have extended sanction relief for Iran under the 2015 nuclear deal for another 6 months, setting the stage for international measures against Iran to snap back into place. And a powerful tropical storm devastated the central Philippines, leaving at least 10 people dead and more than 433,000 evacuated. But Christians told Worthy News they saw hope and miracles amid the tragedy. And Iran has signed a $25 billion agreement with Russia's state nuclear corporation, Rosatom, to construct 4 nuclear power plants in southern Iran, the official IRNA news agency reported. Hezbollah deputy leader Nahum Qassem declared that the group will not disarm as supporters marked 1 year since the killing of longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah in an Israeli airstrike. And the Trump administration has unveiled a sweeping 21-point plan aimed at ending the Gaza war and securing the release of the remaining Israeli hostages, according to multiple sources. And for the first time worldwide, desalinated seawater is being pumped into a freshwater lake as Israel launches full-scale operation of its reverse carrier project, transferring Mediterranean water into the Sea of Galilee, Lake Kinneret, to safeguard the nation's long-term water security. And Microsoft announced that it has stopped providing certain cloud and AI services to a division of the Israeli Military of Defense after an internal review confirmed elements of a report alleging that the IDF's elite unit 8200 used its Azure platform to store and analyze millions of Palestinian phone calls. And Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu delivered a defiant address at the United Nations General Assembly, warning world leaders that Iran's ballistic missile ambitions threaten not only Israel, but also the global order. He hailed Israel's recent military victories as one of history's most stunning comebacks and condemned nations recognizing a Palestinian state, calling it a mark of shame. And 3 Muslim men have been charged in connection to a shooting at the youth baseball complex in Katy, Texas, a suburb west of Houston. And devout Chinese Christians seeking to spread the gospel online face new challenges after the communist government banned such expressions as part of a crackdown on the spread of religion through the internet. And nearly 7,000 young people packed at the Yangling Center on the campus of the University of South Florida for a Unite U.S. Revival event that leaders say marked a powerful move of God among Generation Z. And Christians and rights groups have expressed concern that Indonesia's updated blasphemy law will favor Islam, the main religion in the world's largest Muslim nation, at the expense of minority faiths. And Pakistani police have detained one suspected Islamic extremist and are searching for others over their alleged involvement in the killing of a devout Christian man in the country's Punjab province, according to World News. And Christians in Pakistan's city of Jallianwala are still waiting for justice and government assistance more than 2 years after Muslim mobs rampaged through their community, an advocacy group told Worthy News. And the pharmaceutical company behind Tylenol privately acknowledged the likelihood of an association between its drug in pregnancy and neurodegenerative disorder like autism in children 7 years ago, company documents obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation show. And there is a generational reversal underway, according to researchers studying church attendance, and it's sparking a deepening curiosity about scripture. An Afghan has been plunged into a nationwide communication blackout after the Taliban cut internet and telephone service across the country in what the Islamist regime calls a move to enforce moral measures. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a rare apology to Qatari Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Sassam Al Thani for an Israeli strike in Duba earlier this month that killed a Qatari guard during the attempted assassination of Hamas leaders. Civil society groups in Rajasthan are raising alarm over sharp rising attacks on Christians just weeks after the state assembly passed one of India's harshest anti-conversion bills. And authorities in eastern China have carried out one of the largest crackdowns on unregistered Christian churches in recent years, arresting more than 70 people in a sweeping operation targeting Bible study groups and house church gatherings, according to Open Door. Surveys suggest that the Czech Republic may soon join Hungary and Slovakia in forming a bloc of Central and Eastern European nations challenging Brussels as voters head to the poll in a crucial parliamentary election. And Hungary's Prime Minister has defended the possibility that Hungarian drones violated Ukrainian airspace, saying he doesn't consider Ukraine an independent foreign. If U.S. President Donald Trump issued a stern ultimatum, warning Hamas that it has only 3 or 4 days to accept his new 20-point Gaza peace plan or face destruction at the hands of Israel. The Evangelist Franklin Graham said he was encouraged to learn that American actor, comedian, and best-selling writer Tim Allen has forgiven the man responsible for his father's death in 1964. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz declared that the Israeli Defense Forces are close to fully engulfing Gaza City, urging remaining residents to flee south through Israel checkpoints and what he described as their last opportunity before the city is sealed off. And a senior House official told the BBC that the group is likely to reject U.S. President Donald Trump's newly unveiled 20-point ceasefire and peace proposal for Gaza, saying the package serves Israel's interests and ignores those of the Palestinian people. And more than 8,000 college students filed the Thomas Bowling Arena at Food City Center for a Unite U.S. campus revival event, where worship, testimonies, and a call to faith in Jesus Christ led to hundreds of baptisms. And British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has condemned the car and stabbing attack at a synagogue in Manchester, northwest of London. They left 2 people dead and 3 others seriously injured. The subject was shot dead by police. And the Israeli Defense Forces said Thursday it killed 3 Hezbollah operatives in southern Lebanon over the past 2 days as tensions escalate along the northern border and Washington moves to bolster Lebanon's official security institution. As the government shutdown enters its second day, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republic of Louisiana, defending Republican leaders' refusal to concede to Democrats' health care policy demands in exchange for their votes on federal spending. A Christian pastor has become the first person to be acquitted under the anti-conversion law of India's state of Uttarakhand after a 4-year legal battle, Christians confirmed Thursday. And Islamists are trying to take over a Christian school in Sudan, despite hundreds of people displaced by war seeking refuge there, Christians said Thursday. In the heated arena of American politics, words have always been weapons. But over the past year, the leftist rhetoric has escalated to a level that not only poisons discord, but also incites riots and violence. 2,500% spike in Google search results for Trump and fascist shows Dems' violence incitement problem. Even after Charles Kirk had been pronounced dead, the narrative apparatus of the left was in full gear trying to blame the assassination on the right. Once it became clear that shooter was a standard issue leftist, the narrative shifted to this is a both sides problem. And this concludes our weekly religious report brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed week.